My name's Melissa Sandy. I'm Angie Brundy and I'm from Roeburn in the Pilbara.
Now, this is your first solo show.
So this came about through deep sadness and grief after losing one of my aunties who grew me up as a mum. When I lost my mum, she took over the role, as well as my mum's other sisters. So, yeah, never thought my first solo would be something so full of feelings and emotions and, yeah, just so much feeling into it. But, yeah, it is what it is. I just needed to use it as a way to help myself get through losing her, but also my family and my community back home, because there's a lot of grief and loss there at the moment. It never stops really in the world. So, yeah, I just want to help people through my exhibition.
I'm so sorry to hear that, sis. And grief, like you said, a lot of our communities, it's just never ending, eh?
Yeah.
Sadly.
No, never, yeah.
Tell us about your artwork. How did you start your art?
Well, myself as an artist, I started in 2005 with my mum, my younger sister, my other mum. Yeah, we like calling our aunties mum. But, yeah, and a couple of my other cousin sisters, and we just grew from there and to where we are today. But my solo came about with one painting, and I finished that painting and I realised that there was so much left in my heart that I needed to express, so much hurt, pain, anger from losing her. There was so much surrounding it, just, you know, cancer, it's a battle that some of us just don't win. And then, yeah, just being with her in the last few days of her life and just seeing how strong she was and just still calling back home and, you know, wondering about how family was, and that's who she was. So that one painting, it just didn't express enough, and I needed to do more to help myself. And I realized, and that's when it came to me, that the Void series, that's how it came about, this exhibition. When I sat down and I'd done each painting, it's like I felt her come to me. And each time I painted one of these paintings, something came to my heart. And each time I wrote it down, how I was feeling when I wrote it. So at the exhibition, each painting will show that. It'll tell people how I felt that exact moment as I was working on that painting. So each painting works through my process of dealing with the grief. They start off very dark, and then I start to, this is not only an exhibition through my journey of grief and to help my family and my community, but it is also to pay tribute to my mum, who was a very well-established artist in her own right. So through the exhibition, I start to use her colours, and that's how I pay tribute to her as an artist. And so they start to get lighter, and then I thought, well, I have to use a colour that I've never used before in my life, and I never thought I would touch as an artist. That's a very special metallic colour, and I was very, very second-guessing myself when I actually used that colour. But then when I did, I thought, oh, wow, this is special, and it's going to make this exhibition very special, because it's about not only processing the grief, like I said, but celebrating mum also. So I have 8, 9 pieces in my exhibition, but I also have one of mum's big pieces that she had in the Tracks We Share exhibition in AGWA, which is a big 3x5. So I want her to shine on this night. As artists, we all have our different styles and techniques. And when she first started painting, she actually won a Cossack Art Award. The night we were there at the Cossack Art Award, she goes to our manager, Patricia, who we called Jutta, old lady. and she goes, Jutta, this painting is Jaja. And that means it's no good. And then when the awards are getting sung out, it's like, Aileen Sandy has won this award. And it gave her so much pride and just more meaning to being an artist. And throughout that, she just grown, and she was very quiet. She had a quiet nature. She was very loud, and yeah, within the family, but when it came to talking out in public spaces, she was very quiet, often asked her sister or myself to speak on behalf of her. But at the Tracks We Share exhibition, she actually spoke, holding both our hands. We were side by side. So that was a very special moment for us. So, yeah, Colours Through the Rocks, her paintings were, had a lovely, rich orange, magenta, and she mixed a very special colour that none of us can get right anymore. So it was her special colour. I think we taught each other. I think as a family who paints together, we thrive off one another, so we teach one another. It's not of she's our elder, so she teaches us how to paint. It's that we learn from each other in that environment. Mum had worries with her painting sometimes, so we'd it's all about boosting someone's confidence. And like I said, Mum always thought her paintings were judger, and yet they were, they're an Agua, and then she's getting big high commissions for these paintings. And yeah, well, we're still painting. So yeah, we're all very proud of her. We still are. The whole thing about me doing this Void series is that I couldn't process my grief. I had to help my family through it. And so I bottled up all my emotions and feelings towards losing her, and I had to be the strong one to hold the family together, to help her brother and sister get through it. So when this Void series happened and I started, I just let all that emotion out onto my canvas. And when doing that, I felt relieved because I needed something to help me. And I'm so happy that I have this art form to be able to do it. There's so many people out there who don't have something positive to help them with grief. I thought back to all the tributes that everyone sent to me and all the lovely, kind words that they had to say about her. I was thinking, wow, this is someone special who has left our family but still holds a special place in our hearts. And that's why it's called the Void series, because she's left that space in our hearts and our lives, but she's still with us. Every day when we think of her, when we see her artwork, yeah, it's like you lose one person, and then a year later or months later, you lose someone who's closer to that person, and it's like it brings it all back. So there's really never any letting go, moving on from grief. You just learn to live. You just got to learn to live with it. Well, I'm hoping that she'd be proud of me. It's like I'm not only helping myself, but I'm trying to help her sons as well, who she left behind, help her grannies, just to move on. And just, you gotta move on in life, but you don't need to forget that person. That's why in this exhibition I have that big piece of hers, because it's not only about my journey through grief, but it's also about celebrating Mum.